B-Pod Studios.
So, what's everyone doing tomorrow?
Stress eating.
Why is that?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Being with family.
It's stressing me out.
What are you thankful for?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and we have nothing to be thankful for.
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
You realize tomorrow's Thanksgiving, not today, right?
Right now.
It's showtime, baby.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, good morning. It's the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson. And LBF and Brian.
Brian
here.
LBF here.
Where's Bob?
He's stuck under something heavy. He was moving yesterday.
A house fell on him.
Yeah. And I guess he's under an ottoman or a chifferobe.
Yeah. Yeah, so Bob closed on his house this week because, you know, there's nothing going on this week.
Right.
And then everything he owned was delivered yesterday late.
Yes.
And so we got a text from him at like 11:30. They were still looking for their beds. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's just you and I, LB, yeah?
Oh, just like the old Abby Rabbit song. I'll be Crystal Gale.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited. It's fun. What are we going to do to mess things up?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we were planning on mailing it in.
Really looking forward to like a nice, easy show and sitting back and putting my feet up and letting Bob do all the work today.
That's not happening. You've got to touch all the buttons.
I got to push all these buttons now. So.
Yep, it's very exciting.
It's very exciting. But we do have some cool stuff coming up. We got to talk about, I know Lucy had an awesome basketball game last night.
Oh, yeah, it was Lucy's team against the town of Canton's first responders.
Ooh.
We crushed it!
Nice. All right, so I want to hear about that. We've got share tickets with Dirty Laundry today.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Stay tuned for that, all the share fans. We've got, I think we should do a Would You Rather Thanksgiving theme
I think
today.
So too, yeah.
It is Wednesday. Yeah. Everyone's thinking about eating. If you haven't defrosted your bird, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you really are.
Really in trouble.
We also have the most expensive Thanksgiving meal ever, and it is outrageous. But it also involves Super Bowl tickets, so there's that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it a little more palatable.
And we're going to talk to Scott Zolak. Football Fridays with Zoe.
That's right.
I'm very excited about that.
Football Friday on a Wednesday. What are we going to ask Zoe? Have you thought about that?
No, not really.
That
was usually a last minute thing.
We were totally going
to
phone it in today.
Things fresh between us.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. So stay tuned. It's the ROR Morning Show. We've got lots of fun. We got to play we got an amazing story yesterday, probably coming up in less than an hour. We're going to play this story from guy Robert.
A true confession
about his grandmother and a live turkey.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's really incredible.
It's
so we'll play that.
So funny.
It's all coming up right here. 80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more, 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool.
All right, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so we've got three cool things. This is brought to you by Lord & Taylor. Your best Black Friday yet now at Lord & Taylor. Get $100 off when you spend $200 or more throughout the store and online. Exclusions apply, plus smart steals like cashmere sweaters for her and him for $49.99 and great deals on coats, boots, beauty, and more at Lord & Taylor.
Okay, so I have two great stories coming out of New York. One is for the rich and one is for the real people.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the rich people.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'm one of these people who drives around town trying to get the best deal on a turkey, like saving 8 cents.
Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, not these people. The Old Homestead Steakhouse in New York City is serving the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner tonight. Guess how much it costs?
$100 a person.
It's $181,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of the things you get, gold-dusted and gold-flaked free-range turkeys. Who's eating that? There's actually $1,200 a pound Spanish bacon on top of candied sweet potatoes.
That sounds good.
You know, you've got like gravy infused with a $3,000 bottle of Louis XIII cognac, cranberry sauce featuring $250 a pound Japanese strawberries.
Wow,
it's
so that's
ridiculous.
Probably not the kind that's right out of the can. Then.
No, it is not right out of the can.
Yeah.
It comes with lots of expensive wines and champagnes. And then, as an added bonus, and this is where it really costs money, a $50,000 7-day yacht cruise afterwards, plus a $20,000 Black Friday shopping spree, and 4 tickets to the Super Bowl. The dinner serves up to 12 people, and the restaurant has confirmed that someone has bought the package.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
How many people was that for?
12.
That's for 12?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can only take four to the Super Bowl, though.
That's okay.
Yeah, but you can feed 12.
Wow. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. You want to hear my other one, or you want
to
go?
All right, well, let me try to save Thanksgiving for you, okay? Because if you've got your frozen turkey still in the fridge or in the freezer, you got a problem.
That's happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because thawing a frozen turkey, the fridge method, if you've got like a 20-pound turkey, you need 5 days in the fridge to thaw it.
Oh, my God.
So right now, you might be in trouble.
You in trouble, girl.
But here's what you do. You do the water method. You can thaw a 20-pound turkey in 10 hours. So you need to do this today, okay?
Okay.
What you do, you thaw it breast side down, unopened wrapper. Don't open it up. Keep it in the wrapper. And then you need a big enough bucket to put the turkey and cover it with cold water.
Okay.
Change the water every 30 minutes.
Oh, my. For how long?
For 10 hours.
Oh.
And rotate every 30 minutes to keep the turkey chilled.
Oh, my God. That is complicated.
Yeah.
But
you screwed up and didn't take it out of the freezer yet. So there you go. That could save it. All right?
Okay. All right. And then there's this awesome thing that happened in New York City on the subway. A bunch of random New Yorkers boarded an L train to Brooklyn the other day, and someone had set up a long table full of Thanksgiving dinner for them and had everything, turkey, mashed potatoes, veggies, mac and cheese, cornbread. And anybody who was there was allowed to eat it. And it was the brainchild of a stand-up comedian named Jodell Lewis, who said that he was riding the L train back and a while back, and he noticed how stressed out everyone was because of construction and, you know, with backing things up. And it took several months to plan it, but it brightened a few days. It's really awesome. It's like it's gone viral, and we'll put it up at WROR.com.
Excellent. Hey, and while you're at WROR.com, check out, I saw they had the all of the Friends Thanksgiving episodes ranked.
Oh, God.
So check that out.
Okay.
And coming up, speaking of turkey, we had a True Confession Tuesday yesterday involving a live turkey and an Italian grandmother that will knock your socks off. So we'll play that next coming up.
It's amazing.
It's the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson with no Bob Bronson. LBF and Brian, that's coming up next, okay?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Robert, do you have a true confession?
Yeah, I do.
Let's hear it, Robert.
All right, it happened a few days before Thanksgiving. My grandmother used to get a live turkey and fatten it up.
Wow.
And then she had it out in the garage. My father and my uncle put it in a box. My grandmother says, bring it upstairs. So my cousin Mario and I bring the box upstairs. You could hear the turkey gobbling inside. We get it up to the kitchen, and my cousin Mario wants to open up the box.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to take the turkey out. Well, as it was, my grandmother, in broken English, kept saying, no, no, no. He opens the box. The turkey comes out and flies from the kitchen through the dining room down to the pileup, back again, trying to land on the curtains, hitting the wall.
He wanted out.
It took the clock down. All along, my grandmother's swearing at us in broken English in Italian.
What was she saying?
Finally, we capture the turkey.
Yeah.
She tucks it up under her arm, and she's going, nice a turkey, nice a turkey. And she's got this scalding pot of hot water in the sink. She slits its throat and throws it in the pot and starts plucking it.
Holy cow, man. Wow.
That is so hardcore.
That's a nice turkey. That's a nice.
Mario, Luigi, help me pluck the turkey.
Wow. Robert, that's a great story.
The Cosa Nostra stuff.
That's a nice. Robert, that's a great story. I'm telling you, man.
Something.
I want you to come to my place.
That's a Scorsese film.
Right? Yeah. Jeez. Robert, where's Thanksgiving this year? Is Mama still with us?
No, it's going to be at my house. My grandparents passed away. My parents passed away. So now we're in charge.
All right. Live turkey?
How's the turkey?
I hope dead.
Turkey's doing good.
Nice a turkey. Nice a turkey, Robert.
Good,
that's
right.
A great story.
Wow.
Okay, this was fun.
Okay, Dirty Laundry brought to you by Sullivan Tire. We have some interesting behind-the-scenes facts from Christmas movies. How to avoid your family for 3.5 hours this Thanksgiving. But first, I'm about to burst your bubble, so to speak. This last week, we found out that Julie Andrews attended an orgy. She, to be fair, it was her husband was filming it for the movie Ten, and she didn't participate. But still,
it was just like a hey, you got to see this.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's Mr. Rogers' turn.
Oh God,
he is the subject of A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. That's with Tom Hanks.
An incredible movie of positivity.
Exactly, and an incredible man of positivity.
Yes.
But guess what? He wasn't perfect. In an interview with the LA Times, Mr. Rogers' widow, Joanne, says he wasn't quite the saint everyone makes him out to be. In fact, if they were out in an event and they were getting bored, he would liven things up for her by passing gas. She says,
what?
Quote, he would just raise one cheek and he would look at me and smile. Right.
I'm sorry.
What? So, yeah, Mr. Rogers was not above fart jokes.
Well, that's good to... No.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Because I do not
funny.
Sanction this.
Because you know what? He spoke, you know, he connected with children and...
Yes, you were a child once too.
Funny.
That's what his mantra was.
That is very funny.
Yes, it's very funny. Unless you know you're sitting next to him, in which case, Mr. Rogers, my good Lord. He also really was funny. He loved it when his wife would tell dirty jokes. He was like, all right. He thought it was very funny. But literally, those are the two bad, quote unquote, bad things about Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And that's it. The man was a saint. Let's just admit it.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
I wonder what it was like to be married to him because everyone thought he was a saint. That's kind of a lot to carry. Because people think Dave Falcone's a saint. Oh, my God. Stop it. And it's not true. He's nice, though.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, The Irishman.
Yes.
You know
I'm
that.
Looking forward to
yes.
Seeing this.
So it is streaming on Netflix starting today.
Oh, wow. All
and
right.
That means it's you can ignore your family because it is 3.5 hours long.
Wow. That's. I would think an Irishman would be shorter.
I see
that's
what you
long,
did there.
That's a long
movie. So you can pause and all that other stuff, but.
But I mean, I think that's what you get when you have Martin Scorsese doing what he wants.
Yep.
And it's on Netflix, so, you know, you can kind of...
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you
take
know...
Take a break.
You could do, yes, exactly. I think it was in theaters so that it can be nominated for an Oscar, because those are the rules.
Yeah.
But I think the way to watch it is Netflix style. Probably, it's something, you know what? The great thing about this is if you have family that's a little tricky and you don't want to necessarily talk to them about politics or religion or anything like that, it's 3.5 hours of silence. You just watch TV. It's great. All right. Couple interesting behind-the-scenes facts from Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I did not know these things, but when you start, like, it's like, you know, less than 25, it's 24 days, 23 days until Christmas.
Oh, my
so
God.
So you get start watching the movies. Did you know in A Christmas Story, Flick's tongue was suctioned by a hidden vacuum to make it look like it was stuck to the pole?
I did know that.
You did?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I know a lot about that movie.
Did you know in It's a Wonderful Life, it was shot in the summer of 1946, and sometimes they had to shut down production because of the heat?
Oh,
that's crazy. And this one just blew my mind. Emma Thompson wore a fat suit in Love, Actually.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. That
wow.
movie, by the way, that scene with the Joni Mitchell CD and she cries. And P.S., I just want to mention that last year, my husband gave me a Joni Mitchell CD for Christmas. And I'm never going to let him live it down.
Not over that. Oh, boy.
Anyway, coming up next.
Yeah.
At 7:10, we're going to do a Would You Rather Wednesday. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Living style.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, it's LBF and Brian. Bob Bronson is out today because he moved into his house and
he's
stuck under something.
So.
Now, everything showed up late and he put in 21,000 steps and didn't have a bed to sleep on, so...
We're not going to let that stand in our way.
No, we are not.
Providing you quality entertainment.
Exactly.
Good enough entertainment.
Right.
We're phoning
just
it in
there.
Today.
C+.
Yep.
Tops.
Yep.
But right now, we're going to play our favorite game, Would You Rather?
Gobble, gobble.
or that.
Yes, because it's Would You Rather Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So we have a little Thanksgiving theme.
Yes.
Right? So, and we do have a fabulous prize.
It's a real fabulous prize. It's a pair of tickets to see Cher at TD Garden on December 8th. I mean, it's like Cher. Iconic.
That is pretty good.
Lover.
We've got the lines, you know, jammed here. Pick a number between 1 and 8, LBF.
12. I'm just kidding. 6.
All right. ROR, who's this? Is this Sabina?
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Hey.
I didn't know you were talking to me. Okay, I'm here.
Hi,
hello.
Sabina.
I'm about to catch a train, but I'm here.
All right. Are you waiting for the train?
I will be in about 10 minutes. I got to get out to the platform.
Okay. Don't worry. It'll be late.
We'll get you out of here. You want to play some Would You Rather with us this morning?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You're excited.
I might be doing it in the train, but
no, yeah. We're going to do it right now. You're excited for Thanksgiving, right?
Very excited.
Okay.
Are you hosting or are you going someplace?
No, I am actually going to my daughter's in-laws. We're about a mile from our house.
Nice.
It's in the same town.
That's perfect.
It's very nice.
So right down the street and you don't have to cook. Are you bringing something?
Yes. The green bean casserole, a pie, some flowers, some wine.
Perfect.
Will you walk there?
No.
I love that. It's like a mile away, but it's like...
You might walk home.
I live 5 doors down from my parents and I drive there on Christmas.
Oh my God.
Anyway, this is exciting.
Well... Let's play some Would You Rather. Do you want to start, LBF?
I do.
We have 2 questions each, so we have 4 questions for you, Sabina. Now, you know, you really can't lose. You can just make a fool of yourself. There are no wrong answers. Just, you know, whatever Bob says when we play this, but I don't remember. All right, go ahead.
All right. Would you rather go without television for the rest of the weekend or leftovers, including dessert leftovers?
I'd rather go without TV.
Wow. That's, you like your family.
Yeah.
I'm going to need leftovers, but boy.
It's tough for you. You love TV.
I love both.
I
couldn't give up the TV for the weekend.
I couldn't either. I have things to watch.
But Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I can stream my iPad.
Oh, you can't do that.
All right. Here's one for you. Would you rather have a completely dry Thanksgiving, no booze, or a dry stuffing?
A dry stuffing.
Yeah, you can always skip that.
I'm with you, Sabina.
Or throw some vodka in it, right?
Yes.
All right.
That's an LBF answer.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
My reputation is something else, isn't it?
Really is something.
Okay. Would you rather have to read your diary at the Thanksgiving table or make a movie of your most embarrassing moment and show it to all of us after dinner?
God.
Ooh, I'd probably rather have to read my diary because I don't keep one.
You are tricky, Sabina.
You are tricky.
You okay. Final one. Here you go. Would you rather have to say everything you're thinking at Thanksgiving dinner or never be able to speak at all during Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, I'd rather say everything I'm thinking. I do that anyway.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Have fun at the in-laws.
Yes.
Sabina's nice.
I think that's pretty. What would you prefer there, LBF?
I would be crazy, so I would rather not speak. Because the things that go on in my head.
I can't imagine that ever happening.
I know. And then I would read my diary because that stuff is gold.
All right. Well, Sabina, you know what? For playing along with us today, we have a fabulous prize for you.
Yes, we do. We have 2 tickets to see Cher at TD Garden on Sunday, December 8th. I'm so excited for you. I was just watching Burlesque last night.
Oh my God.
Actually a pretty good movie.
Yes.
It is. And if you want to go see Cher and aren't Sabina, tickets are on sale now and available via Ticketmaster.com. And we are going to be giving away another pair in about 25 minutes during a 7:45 Dirty Laundry.
Oh, excellent. All right, so stay tuned if you want those share tickets. Sabina, you hang on. We're going to get your info. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for playing along.
Thanks, guys.
All
you
right.
too. I love listening to you.
Thanks so much. All right, well, there you go. There's some...
Gobble, gobble.
Jeez, you really love a turkey sound.
I do.
It's right
I
up
do.
There with Chewbacca.
The ROR Morning Show.
The ROR Morning Show. Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
You did an amazing thing yesterday. Well, actually, not
well, I didn't.
Lucy did.
Lucy did. I just have to give a shout out to Canton High School and the first responders of Canton, Massachusetts. The Massachusetts,
not,
obviously.
Not Canton, Ohio?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
Firefighters, EMTs, police, because they had a basketball game. First responders versus Lucy's Unified Sports basketball team.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. We crushed it. We won Unified 69-30. It's okay, guys. But it was just such a great game. I'm telling you, you know how I'm not a big sports person, but these Unified teams are so great. You've got kids, typical kids in high school and kids with special needs, and they all get together and they have this team, and it's the best game you'll ever go to. They're just, and the kindness and the sportsmanship, and Lucy treats the basketball court like a stage. She'll run across and then wave to people who are yelling her name. Very fun.
I also noticed, I was curious because great pictures, we'll post them at WROR.com. And Lucy hit a nice foul shot.
Thank you.
She plays basketball in a turtleneck.
Okay, that's my fault because I'm in charge of outfits. Okay. And I didn't.
You chose turtleneck for basketball? Is that?
Well,
I know you don't speak sports. You don't dress sports,
two things.
Apparently,
all right, two things about Lucy's turtleneck. First, it's cold in the gym.
But she's like running around. She's playing a sport.
But she runs around like I run around. She's not really breaking a sweat.
Okay.
She's more like, I'll get there when I can.
Okay.
I mean, with a lot of, enthusiasm.
Yes.
But it's cold in the gym, and I didn't want her to be cold. Is that is it bad to wear a turtleneck?
I've just never seen it.
Well, it's a new fashion.
Yeah.
It looked good. She stood out.
I'll tell you that.
She stands out in the pictures. I just want to give a shout out to Shauna Belanke and Christine Daly and Derek Follin, principal of Canton High School for reffing, and Charlotte Nix, those are coaches. They were just so great. This is such a great time, and I love it. And we'll put all the photos that my mother took up on WROR.com.
Yeah. Throw some up on, the Instagram. We get if you're on Insta, you can find us at ROR Morning Show.
Okay.
So check that out, because that'd be so cute.
And if you, I just want to say, if your school does not have a unified sports team, have one. Make it happen, because it's the best thing for your school.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks, LBF. And coming up, we've got Dirty Laundry.
Yes.
So we've got more share tickets?
We have more share tickets.
And what else?
Well, we have some disturbing news about Mr. Rogers.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
If you're going to be out on the roads, just be safe, okay?
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's as clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
All right, well.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. What's going to suck up 3.5 hours of your weekend? Why you should have been on Stranger Things, because it sure is a payday for the kids who were on it. What you missed last night. But first, I want to talk about Mr. Rogers. And I want to talk about some information that I can't believe I read. But he was not the perfect human being. I know that people think he was, but he was not the perfect human being. Oh, guess what? We're giving away a pair of share tickets.
Man.
I'm so excited.
You had one job.
Well, I know, but you know what? Mr. Rogers, I'm shook.
Okay.
So we're going to give it to the 15th caller.
Okay.
And the new phone number is 888-410-1057. A pair of share tickets, December 8th, TD Garden. All right. Let's get to Mr. Rogers, shall we?
Let's.
He wasn't perfect, and his wife is saying so. Uh-oh. His widow, Joanne, says he wasn't quite the saint everyone makes him out to be. In fact, fun fact about Mr. Rogers, when they were out at an event and they were getting bored, he would liven things up for her by passing gas. She says, quote, he... please.
Yes. Go ahead.
He would raise just one cheek, and he would look at her and smile. So now you know. He also loved it when Joanne told dirty jokes.
You think she knows the one about pink and purple?
Oh, my God.
What?
I do.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
The animal. Jeez.
Sorry.
Anyway, so if you, I'm sorry about Mr. Rogers, but otherwise he was a perfect human being. And actually, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, that's...
Unless you're sitting next to him.
For a guy who, like, related to children so well,
he knew a good toot joke.
He knew farts are funny.
Yes, that's right.
Universally.
All right. So...
Go ahead.
You love that button, don't you?
Sorry.
Oh my God. It's like the Minions fart gun.
Yeah.
All right. 3.5 hours this weekend. It could be yours if you have Netflix and you want to watch The Irishman. Martin Scorsese's film. It's about Jimmy Hoffa. And it's with De Niro and Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. And it's got all the characters. And
all the classic, you know, gangster movie guys all together. It seems
like it should be good. It starts streaming today, but it's long. It is long.
Yeah, I'll be watching it in 10-minute increments on my, iPhone as I sneak away from the family all weekend.
Yes, exactly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I should have it done by Monday.
This is Netflix did not make a mistake on this.
No,
not at all. And speaking of television, I don't know if you were watching Chronicle last night at 7:30, but we were featured on Chronicle.
Yeah.
And it was a piece on early risers and how we get up in the morning and do all that fun stuff. But it was totally fun. I love Chronicle. It's like
it's
literally
really
one of my favorite television shows ever.
It's really fun. And you know what I found really interesting is that they talked to you and they talked to Bob, and Bob talked about all he does to care for his voice and how we get up early and, you know, come rain or shine, we're here. And then where's Bob?
Bob is not here today because he had to move into his new house and the movers didn't get there until like 11. Yeah. And he put in 21,000 steps and he didn't have a bed to sleep in. So he'll be back on Monday.
Moving, very stressful.
Okay. And you should have been an actor because Millie Bobby Brown, who was on Stranger Things, she was 11. She will play Sherlock Holmes' younger sister in a new movie, and she's going to make $7 million doing it. She is not even 16 years old. FYI.
Oh,
I just want to leave you
with
that.
Going with that.
It rhymes with that, FYI.
She's great, though.
She is great.
Really good.
She's worth $7 million.
Excellent. Oh, actually, before we take our winner, I got a quick call here.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Before we take our share winner. Hold on. Yeah, ROR, good morning.
Good morning. It's Jermaine. How are you? Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, listen, the top three things Mrs. Rogers probably heard behind closed doors in that boudoir. You want to hear?
Sure.
Maybe.
Would you like to go to Make-Believe Land?
Yeah.
Would you mind if King Friday joined us tonight?
Oh, my God. You're messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for a special delivery from Mr. McFeely. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're messed up, Jermaine. This is Mr. Rogers. It's like talking about God.
Toodles.
Well, that was pretty good.
Toodles.
I gave him that one. All right, should we go to the phone and see who is going
yes,
to share?
Yes, please.
All right, let's go to line three. All right, WROR, is this Lucy?
Yes.
Lucy, you won a pair of tickets to share at TD Garden on Sunday, December 8th.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be great. I just watched Burlesque last night. It was so good. Cher is good in that. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
And our favorite is Mermaids, and we just love her. And if people want to go see Cher, tickets are on sale now and available at Ticketmaster.com. I am so excited for you. I'll be there, actually.
How's that, Lucy? Pretty good?
Oh, that is great.
All right. Where are you from, Lucy?
Somerville.
Somerville. All right. You ready for a big Thanksgiving?
I am.
Excellent. Are you making the bird? Are you going to the bird? What do you have to do?
I am going to the bird, so I'll just bring something with me.
Nice. All right.
Nice.
That sounds great.
When you get there, they'll give you the bird. All right. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving, Lucy.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. There we go.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s, and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
That's right. It's time for Boston's favorite game show, Super Smart in 60 Seconds. Let's go to the phone and see who's going to play today. We've got Nicole Barros from Sterling. Nicole, how are you today?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. So, Nicole, you're going to get a chance at $1,000 if you can answer LBF's 10 questions in 60 seconds. You think you're ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
You are. Okay.
Nicole, does some accounting, so she's good with numbers. Sometimes there's some number questions in there. You know how this works, right, Nicole?
I do, yep.
Have you ever gotten all 10 correct?
I'm not going to lie, not usually.
Okay.
Sometimes 8 or 9, though, so maybe
this could be your day.
This could be your day.
Remember, if you're not sure, you can pass, and we'll come back to the ones you pass for everybody playing along. Is everybody ready to play? LBF,
yep,
are you ready?
Ready.
I'm
right.
ready.
Here we go. Let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds. Go.
What's 11 minus 11?
0.
How many days did the first Thanksgiving last? 1, 2, or 3?
3.
What kind of candy melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
M&M's.
Cliff Clavin from the TV show Cheers did what for a living?
Mailman.
True or false, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks appeared together for the first time in Sleepless in Seattle?
True.
What's the name of Ariel's father in The Little Mermaid?
King Triton.
What U.S. First Lady was nicknamed the Silver Fox?
Pass.
What's the capital of Wyoming?
Pass.
Where were the 1996 Summer Olympics held?
New York.
What's the leaf of a fern called?
Pass.
Okay, what U.S. First Lady was nicknamed the Silver Fox?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
What's the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
What is the leaf of a fern called? Oh, my God. We
got through all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got Cheyenne right at the end there.
I know, right at the end.
Six right.
Came back. But you got 6 out of 10, and that's really good.
Okay.
Okay, because it's a passing grade.
That's right.
All right, I always say that.
Just barely.
All right.
What did she miss?
You know what? Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks appeared together for the first time in Sleepless in Seattle. That's false. They actually were in Joe versus the Volcano together, a very bad movie. But
that's you.
Did you like it?
Oh, that was a classic.
Oh, come on. The U.S. lady who was nicknamed the Silver Fox, Barbara Bush, because of that silver fox hair. The 1996 Summer Olympics were held in Atlanta, and the leaf of a fern is called a frond. Brian Bell knew that. He's a fascinating man. Yes.
I got a lot of knowledge in my head. Yeah. None of it's useful.
But she did a great job. You were fast. You were good.
Thank you.
All right. Now, don't worry, Nicole, because no one goes away empty-handed here on the ROR Morning Show. So we have a prize for you. How about 2 tickets to see the Black Crows at the Xfinity Center Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. Tickets are on sale now for everybody else at LiveNation.com. How's that sound?
All right. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Terrific. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. Enjoy.
All right. Excellent. Hey, little thing.
All right.
Light the candle because, you know, I'm hard to handle.
Oh, boy.
All right.
He's going to sing.
Anybody else,
sorry.
If you think you've got what it takes to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, all you need to do, just like Nicole, go to WROR.com and enter, and you could win $1,000 right here. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. We're getting through it.
Yeah.
Bob's not here today, but we got some cool things coming up for you.
A pop-up bar.
What?
It's happening.
Where?
Here.
Oh,
not here, here, but in Boston.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's going to be cool. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Bob is not here today, but he'll be back after he, you know, moves into his house. All of his stuff arrived very late. He actually just checked in with us to say Happy Thanksgiving.
He sure did.
But we've got some cool things Thanksgiving-related, and
yes.
I think I might be able to save your Thanksgiving.
You are.
And what have you got, LBF?
Okay, the first thing I want to mention is that if you imagine just getting on the train and seeing an entire Thanksgiving table set up in one of the cars with all the fixins, turkey stuffing, champagne, really? The whole bit.
I wouldn't want to do it on the Green Line. It's a little shaky.
It happened. It happened on the L train in Brooklyn, New York, and it was amazing. And people who came on, they just were able to eat what they wanted to eat. And up-and-coming comedian decided to do this, and it took him several weeks to plan it out, but it happened, and it just is like one of those, like, it's a Thanksgiving miracle.
That's
people on the
cool.
train in New York City were happy and being fed food that you shouldn't eat on that train.
I wouldn't touch anything on the subway, but that seems like a pretty good thing.
New Yorkers are tough that way.
Yeah, they are. It's good for your immune system.
Anyway, I want to see it happen in Boston.
Eat some subway gravy.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's how I can help you with Thanksgiving, because if you have not defrosted your bread, maybe you just went downstairs and you're like, oh my God, we have a 20-pound turkey and it's still in the freezer. Well, if you were going to defrost it with the refrigerator method, where you just put it in the fridge and it defrosts, you need 5 days to defrost a 20-pound turkey that way. Here's what you can do.
Wow.
Thanks to the friends at Butterball.com.
Okay.
You can use the water method, but you need a bucket big enough to fit the turkey and cover it with cold water.
It's like waterboarding for birds.
Basically, yes. Keep it in the wrapper, cover it with water. Here's the trick. You've got to switch the water. Make it nice cold water every 30 minutes. You got to switch the water out.
For how long?
10 hours.
10 hours?
Well, hey, you're the one that screwed up in the freezer, okay? I'm just trying to help here, okay? Don't yell at me. And what else do we have here?
Okay, very excited because there's a pop-up bar that's happening at the Hotel Marlow, at Kimpton Marlow Hotel, actually, in Cambridge. So their lobby bar is being transformed into a Christmas wonderland. It's decked out as Santa's workshop, and there's an ugly sweater party on December 2nd, and then they have 10 seasonal themed craft cocktails, and they're amazing, and then the bar snacks are so good. In fact, we had a drop-off of cocktails and bar food just right now, and the cocktails I'm going to drink are a koala la 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 la.
Oh, my.
A jingle balls nog and snowball old fashioned. Listen to this. It's a caramelized pecan bourbon, spiced molasses syrup, wormwood bitters, and orange essence. And I'm going to suck
that sounds
that
fancy.
Down.
So Bob isn't here today, and we got drinks and did I see wings over there?
Yeah, you saw wings. I just want to let you know that it's going on until get all the information about it. You go to hotelmarlow.com for more details. It's really incredible.
We feel bad that Bob's not here to, you know, partake in all this. We actually called him to tell him that we had a food drop to see if he wanted to come in. This is his reaction.
Get the hell out of here. I've been there for 5 months. You've had one food drop.
So, sorry, Bob, but we'll save you some.
Okay, I just want to mention, too, that it's from November 29th, open daily through December 24th. So, cheers to everybody at the Kimpton Marlow Hotel, and I can't wait to go. A pop-up bar.
That's pretty good.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Patriot, you can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, it's Football Friday on a, what is it, Wednesday?
Yes, isn't it crazy?
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Ready for Football Friday. What's up, Zoe?
What's going on? There's no traffic, man. I'm flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to end.
Yes. That will end.
Well, that'll end at 2 p.m.
You're going to have a tough ride home after your shift down the hall, buddy.
Shut up, Bell.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. All right. This is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank.
I got aggressive fast.
Probably brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. All right. We're going to play some Getting to Know Zoe in a minute, but let's chat about that mess of a game from Sunday, Zoe.
That was probably, I've been doing a broadcast almost on 7 years now, and we can't remember conditions like that. I can't remember conditions like that when I played. Snow's one thing. We've had cold, we've had wind, and we've had snow, but when you have that mixture of rawness where it's a sideways windy rain and you're not coming out of the 30s, and it is just, it's pelting you, band after band, that's miserable to play in. They did a hell of a job, really, from mental toughness standpoint in all three phases, controlling the football, not turning it over, taking care of it, block punts.
Yeah.
Good games. Good hard fought win.
Yeah. I know Bill Belichick loves all three phases of the game. And, I mean, special teams came up huge. And you couldn't really tell how bad it was until they showed somebody sitting in the stands and, like, just blowing sideways. It was disgusting. But did you see good things out of, I mean, Edelman, he was the offense. N'Keal Harry got his first touchdown, and it was nice to see a little bit of running game. Did Isaiah Wynn help that out, you think?
Yeah, I actually thought it was one of Sony Michel's best games since he's been here, even going back to last year. I thought he ran hard, ran with a purpose, and they started to run over that left side. I think Isaiah Wynn really helped in a running game.
Yeah.
That's a big boost. That's a big boost to them and what they want to do. Passing game, there's still some issues. Brady got knocked around a little bit, but hey, Edelman makes those plays each and every week, and the more of these young kids can add, and I think we're going to have Dorsett and Sanu back this week, so we should be full throttle this weekend.
Excellent, yeah, because we're going Sunday Night Football against the Houston Texans, and down in Houston, we handle them pretty well, right? Are you afraid of any part of their game that might give us trouble this weekend?
Well, the quarterback's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think every year when we play them, it's a pretty good matchup. We know them well. They know us well. And we usually prevail in these type of games. There's no J.J. Watt. There's no Clowney. So, I mean, you know, they do have Merciless in the middle. They got a couple
great
other
name.
Guys. Teaching defense. It's not the same defense that we know, though.
But, I mean, does our defense, who have been so dominant, do they have an advantage because they've played so much against Brian Hoyer?
Well, not really. No, I mean, Hoyer's not the quarterback. It's Watson. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Wait.
Wait, Brian Hoyer's with the Colts.
Oh, yeah. It says Hoyer on this one. That's the series history. I looked on the wrong sheet. I'm filling
that's
in.
It's like saying Oreo Speedwagon lost their drummer. Come on.
All right. Anyway, let's play, because it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So
we played a little Would You Rather today. Or do you want to, which way do you want to go, LBF?
We're going to go this, because it's Thanksgiving. We know that you don't like dessert. We know what you're going to eat. But I want to talk about Black Friday. Are you a Black Friday person, or are you like, no way?
I am a no Black Friday guy.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I hate crowds and I hate people.
I hate crowds and I hate people.
See, this is interesting.
No, I mean,
but you like a deal, Zoe. You're pretty cheap.
I love a good deal. But, I mean, they started all the pre-Friday sales already. You could go to Walmart or Target. Start tomorrow, and they're going to have the same type of deals, and it's all cyber stuff. And then you got Cyber Monday. I like to sit on my couch in my underwear, just go on my computer, and just shop that way.
So you're a Cyber Monday, not a Black Friday guy.
You're never going to find a parking space when you go.
That's
my
true.
Like to go. Yeah, they like going to the mall. I think it puts you in the season. I'm going to Boston on Friday. I'm going to walk around Boston, and I'm going to get hammered.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Look for Zoe.
Wait, what are you going to drink? What are you going to drink?
It depends. I'm just going. It's martinis all day long.
Okay.
Probably start at Abe and Louie's and then go right through the Peru. Never knew who I'm going to see, you know?
Pace yourself.
Okay, so be on the lookout for Zoe on
and
Friday.
Hydrate.
Around, yeah, make sure you hydrate. We appreciate you doing a Football Friday on a Wednesday for us.
Yep. Yes, very thankful.
Yes, we're thankful for you, Zoe. Thanks so much.
That's right. If you see Zoe Friday, don't forget, buy him a drink.
Okay. That's right. All right. We'll see you in the hall. Good luck getting home today. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's football!
And ignored all of your
pig out. We're all having a happy Thanksgiving.
Your family.
That's pop turkey here.
Mmm. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, this is Nicole from Sterling, Massachusetts. Just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Brian Bell here, LBF right there. And Bob Bronson is off today because he finally moved into a house.
And we're thankful for that.
We are thankful for that.
Staying.
We're not thankful for everybody showing up late and having a heck of a time moving in. So
yeah, it's
don't
not
worry.
Easy. Not
Bob
easy.
Will be back after our little Thanksgiving break. I know I'm going home today. I got to make some pies.
Yeah, you're a banana cream guy, right?
I have my banana cream pie that I used to get at Skip's restaurant in Chelmsford mm-hmm. when I was growing up. My grandfather got them there.
Really?
And then, you know, like everything, Skip's closed.
Oh.
I don't know, like 10 years ago maybe. But I have the recipe. My dad rescued the recipe from an old cookbook.
That's
from
awesome.
Skip's. So we have the actual recipe. I actually posted it at WROR.com. Little step-by-step instructions if you want to make a great banana cream or chocolate cream pie.
Okay.
So I'm going home to make those today. And there's also there's lots of cool stuff at the website, too. I saw a Friends ranking of the best Thanksgiving Friends episode. That's pretty good. There's a whole Thanksgiving section of our website right now.
Nice.
Are you going home to make anything? Got to make some sides, make some pies,
nope.
make anything?
I am not. In fact, last year, as you might recall,
yeah.
Dave Falcone was in charge of the pies, and he spent a whopping $40 on the pie. He said 30, but then I looked at the receipt, and it was 40.
Oh, boy.
This year, he did not. I don't think, but he just bought a pie from Green Hills Bakery in Dorchester. So,
oh, that's a good place.
And it's so great. So we're buying pies and buying booze, and we're going to celebrate with the Falcones.
Very nice.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.